You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to remind everybody that today is Give Miami Day. If you're a Twitter follower, go to hashtag Give Miami Day. Find a charity and give. Give until it hurts, because it's going to be matched. Your gift will be matched. Obviously, we're promoting today Lauren's Kids on that. But if you've got a charity and it's a favorite of yours, make sure you give, because today your gift will be matched if it's over $25. Now, it's the holiday season. Hold on. I got to look in the mirror. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. It's the holiday season already. Wanda, it's holiday time.
That's a good time.
That's right. It's a good
great time.
It's a great time. High five to you, lady.
Good day to be alive.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo. And keep picking that rockin' music. We're going to give you one segment each year. Wanda, you're going to get one segment each week to give me some new rockin' music.
Oh,
not just
thank
that old
you.
Man rock and roll that I use. We're going to get some new funky stuff like you like.
Hey, rock and roll's awesome, man.
I know rock and roll's awesome, but I got to spice it up a little. I use the same 5,000.
AC/DC?
Well, I do like AC/DC. Whatever like you like, you know, whatever. You know.
Focus.
All right. Go Gators.
Back to the
all right.
Show.
Now we're going to go back to the show. Thank you for the interlude, Wanda. First of all, I'm going to talk about what I give thanks for. And obviously, I give thanks to our sponsors. I give thanks to our listeners. And I'll do that again at the end of the show. I want to talk about the things that make my life special. I want to start off with somebody who's really important in my life. And that's the young man that works with me. His name is Jason. A number of years ago, Jason came and worked at our firm. And I really didn't know what to expect. And Jason's gone and surpassed my highest expectations. He's evolved into a wonderful young real estate professional. I look forward to working with him for a long, long time to come. He's a special person. I want to give thanks to Jason. I want to help. I want to give thanks to the people that helped me build my brand. First, I want to thank my branding guru, Bruce Turkell. Bruce comes on the show. He gives branding tips. You go, well, why does Bruce come on your show, Jim? Well, Bruce comes on my show because we met. And when I met Bruce, we were at an event. And every time Bruce gave a tip, everybody in the room said, well, Jim does that. So finally, Bruce said, well, who's Jim? Well, we've been friends ever since. So I want to thank Bruce for all his tips and his graciousness for appearing on the show on a regular basis. I want to thank his workmate, Alex DC. Alex DC is a professor now at FIU teaching social media. Alex has taught me a lot of things, but what he's really taught me is how to find my voice in social media. I want to thank Robert Pitts. Robert is our webmaster. Robert helps me with my blog. Robert's the former editor of the Florida Real Estate News. He's just a super solid person. He's as on target and as regular as clockwork. He is one of the most dependable people I've ever met. You already heard Sandy. Sandy's on my team. She does my marketing that helps me build my brand. Somebody else that helps me build my brand, somewhat silently, sometimes not so silently, John Mahoney. Johnny Social Media 305. You hear his ads. What you don't see is his hand all over my social media, my content management. He does it all. He's terrific. You hear the ads, but I cannot give a higher testimony to John than that the man has taught me the language, and that's what it is, a language of Twitter, and he's just the greatest. I want to thank Wanda. Wanda, a recent addition to our brand building team, mwah, you're the greatest. I just wish that I should take a photo of you, Wanda, if people could only see what you got going back there, girlfriend.
Aw.
You're the greatest.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. Turn off your mic now.
Okay.
I want to thank, believe it or not, Mike Castillo. Mike Castillo is the director of sales. He's the person that helps the people here at 880 put on their shows. I want to thank Larry. I want to thank Larry, man. Larry's not here today. He's on vacation, lucky dog. Larry's the operations guy. He makes sure that my show gets on and gets done right and works with Wanda to make sure all the content gets out there. And I want to thank Alex and everybody else here at the station. Now, I want to thank the people that are at my bedrock of the radio show, the people at U Health, the doctors and doc and administrators at U Health, particularly Maggie. I want to thank Pascal. I want to thank Ashwin. I want to thank Maggie Hernandez and all the people that help us get on the show. I want to thank Joanne Leahy, all the people at U Health that are our partners in getting out the word about how to keep your wellness together. And next week, it's going to be a best of show. It's going to feature all the positive energy that we can muster from our folks at U Health. I want to take a special moment to thank my mentor, Ezra Katz. Ezra Katz has personally helped me build my business in the recovery. He has showed me how to do it. He's given me the tools. He's believed in me. And I want to thank from the bottom of my heart Ezra Katz for what he's done for me to help me build my career, give me new ideas. The man supports my approach to business. And for that, I support him. I give him my thanks every single day. I want to thank the Heat players that stayed. I want to thank Giancarlo Stanton for staying. And I want to thank Jeffrey Luria, David Sampson, and Mike Hill for making it happen. I want to thank Boris and Big O at the Marlins for working with us in our marketing. And a big thanks to Sean Flynn for helping us get the ball rolling with the Marlins as sponsors many years ago. I want to thank my friend Mike Shear. Mike Shear's in Chicago. You haven't heard him on the show. You probably won't, but that's because he's a quiet guy, but he knows how to move mountains for me. Mike gave me my idea about getting into the family office focus of my business. Mike's given me the fishing pole. I promise, Mike, I will not let you down. I will execute in the family office space, and I will do that with you. I want to thank my former college roommate, Don Weidenfeld. I want to thank Don for stepping in and being my partner on the Heat tickets. I want to thank him for advertising and sponsoring the show. But more than that, I want to thank him for his unconditional friendship and love. He's one of the most beautiful people you ever want to meet. Don Weidenfeld, president of Magnum Energy Solutions, managing director, owner, my wealth manager. He's just the most amazing person. If you need your money managed, that's the guy to talk to. I want to thank my friends at Warren Henry. I want to thank, of course, Larry, but I also want to thank Ismet. I want to thank Peter. I want to thank everybody that's been involved with us at Warren Henry May for keeping my car running. Now, wait a minute. I got a text just now from somebody reminding me to thank somebody, but they didn't need to text me because I was already going to thank these people. They're people that I love, people that mean the world to me. Ron Book, our coach, and Lauren Book, our hero. These people are single-handedly changing the world every single day. You may not meet Lauren Book in person, but I hope that you feel her spirit and her goodness and her positive approach to everything. They give me purpose and they give me love. And for that, I am thankful. I want to thank my friends at the CCIM. You know, they've become sponsors. We've been working together for a long time to make it happen. They're going to bring us some great real estate insights in the coming months. We had lunch with some of the folks today. They're just terrific. They're again, you know, everybody that I've mentioned has positive energy. Everyone that I've mentioned helps to feed what I need to live, and that's positive energy. The CCIMs, Steve, Paul, Danny, Frank, and of course you hear her all the time on my retweets, Sandra Goldstein. Sandra, my gosh, what a positive energy fountain she is. She's a volcano of positive energy. I want to thank Tarek Maddox. Tarek Maddox, who keeps me fit for life, but beyond keeping me fit for life physically, Tarek keeps me fit for life mentally. He's like my, gosh, I can't even... He's like one of my senseis. And speaking of senseis, I want to thank my friends at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. Tim Becker. I want to thank Todd Jones. I want to thank Paul Ellis, Edgar Jones, all the people at UF that really make it happen for me. They're my fraternity. They're my bedrock. They're the people that guide me in the real estate business. They're people that I know I can call and make sure I'm heading in the right direction. John Crossman's in there too. Casey Cummings, Jim Stein. It goes on and on, the beautiful people in my life. But now, how much time do I have left, Wanda? That may not be enough time, but you count me down. I've got to talk about the people that really make it go. First of all, you've heard her on the show many times, Lolly Green, MSW, my mom. She gave me life. She gives me unconditional love. She gives me support. She encourages me and helps me fight through things all the time. She texts me positive things. Mom, I haven't cussed all day today, I don't think. Have I on the show, Wanda? No. Okay, good. So, Mom, I'm keeping it clean for you today like I promised. And now I want to talk about, I want to thank my family, my sister, my nephews, my nieces, all of my in-laws up in Atlanta. But now we're going to talk about the bedrock of my life, my wife. And the people that listen to the show know what we have been through. Oh, yeah, I already thanked Pascal and the UHealth family. You're tuning in late, honey. That's who's texting me, is my wife, on who I should thank. Honey, stop texting and start listening. I want to thank you, baby. I want to thank you because every single day you show me what strength is all about. You get up. You fight for your life every day. We're going to get you that kidney. Oh, I want to thank Shelly. Nobody needs to know who Shelly is, but Shelly knows who Shelly is, and she knows why I'm thanking her. But, honey, I want to thank you, baby, because every day you show me how valuable life is, how important it is to live every day with hope and courage and positive energy. Your strength and your outlook in life is what helps keep me going every single day. Without you, without your support and unconditional love and your kisses and your hugs and your sweet words, your kind words, I just couldn't do it. So, baby, your unconditional love and your support, that's what makes it special for me. Wanda says I only have one more minute, so I'm just going to go into the wrap on the show now. But God bless you all, and God bless all the people that I just thanked, because I've got a wonderful life. I'm glad everybody shares it with me here on the radio show, which is really just a reflection of my life. God bless you all for doing that. I usually wait till the end, but thank you to all my listeners, because you're what makes it special. I'm going to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, More Friends, Gary Presson, and Kevin Gale, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive. Hey, Shelly Bloom, I'm thanking you. The Miami Marlins, Brewster Kell, Tarek Maddox, Lawrence Kids, Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Dolphins, I said the Marlins, Social Media 305, Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. It's going to be a great day, a replay of only positive energy. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Happy Thanksgiving. South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody see Jack.